This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. There are many forms of violence against people, but in terms of censorship from the tech giants, they only focus on really primarily one form of violence, and that is, more recently, you know, gun shooting videos in the aftermath of the New Zealand mosque shooting. They say, well, violence is bad, and if you show violence, then you're advocating violence. First of all, that premise is absurd. Just because you show violence doesn't mean you're advocating it. I mean, if you show the historical footage of JFK being shot, you know, a president assassinated, does that mean you advocate assassinating presidents? No, of course not. It means you're interested in American history and perhaps denouncing the shooting of JFK because in many ways he was a great president who was challenging the status quo. And by the way, if JFK were alive today, he would be a Republican. His ideas were conservative for America. But that's just an interesting historical note, you know, primarily conservative. In any case, my point is that there are many forms of violence. There is chemical violence that's carried out against children every single day by the psychiatric drug industry. Chemotherapy is chemical violence. The entire purpose of chemotherapy is to kill living cells, is it not? That's the purpose of it, to kill the living cells that are called cancer tumors. Chemotherapy is a chemical weapon delivery system. You could call it treatment, but isn't that just mislabeling? Because it's a form of violence against the entire patient. That's why your hair falls out. That's why you get nauseated and you vomit. You have heart damage, brain damage, and so on. It's chemical violence. If you took chemotherapy chemicals and you, let's say, release them in the ventilation system of, I don't know, some office building or something, that would be an act of domestic terrorism. But if you take those same chemicals and diagnose someone with cancer, even if they don't have it, and then you inject them with those toxic chemicals, suddenly that's called therapy. That's called treatment. That's called oncology. But it's still a weapon system, isn't it? Fluoride is a chemical weapon system. Fluoride, think about it. It causes brain damage. It's well documented in the scientific literature. It causes bone disorders. It causes fluorosis of the teeth. Actually, makes teeth worse in some children. Fluoride is a toxin. So why is it added to the entire water supply in some cities, effectively making it a mass medication without a diagnosis or a prescription? What other chemical would society drop into the water supply to dose everybody with that chemical? It makes no sense. If water fluoridation did not exist today and they were proposing it for the first time today, it would sound insane. You'd have doctors up there, we want to take this biologically active chemical and let's just dose everybody with it. And someone might raise their hand, doctor, what about when it comes to medicine, aren't you supposed to first examine every patient before you dose them? Isn't that kind of the standard of Western medicine? And the doctor would say, oh, no, we don't need to diagnose anybody. We just figure everybody should have some. Another person might raise their hand and say, well, what about people who already have fluoride from other sources? They're getting fluoride from drinking green tea, for example, or they're buying fluoridated water, which you can buy that bottled water now with fluoride in it. So they're already getting fluoride and they're using fluoride toothpaste and maybe their kids are swallowing that too. So they're already overdosed with fluoride. Then you're adding to it in the water supply. Isn't that an overdose? And the doctor would say, well, we, you know, whatever. Because yeah, it's a chemical assault. It's a weapon delivery system, the municipal water supply. There are other forms of chemical assault, but there are also, of course, electromagnetic assaults. So 5G cell towers, they cause brain cancer. They broadcast very powerful tight beams or narrow band. The best way to describe it is they're narrow conically shaped beams, almost point to point. They're very high energy, with ionizing radiation potential that can go right through your skull. And yet those are broadcast all over the city now in many cities, and it's spreading. And they've launched, I think they're launching up to 20,000 satellites in the next few years. to be 5G satellites that can beam 5G signals down to the surface of the Earth. So no matter where you are on the planet, you're going to be swept by these 5G electromagnetic weapon beams. And that's an assault. My point is, it doesn't have to be an AR-15 to be a deadly weapon. There are deadly weapons that are dropped into the water supply, you know, fluoride. Deadly weapons that are orbiting the planet, beaming cancer-causing radiation right into your head from orbit. 5G satellites. There are weapon systems all around you. And there are many different forms of violence. There's also psychological violence. So when the fake news media is terrorizing people with fake news and claiming insane things like, oh, the Russians stole the election and Trump is working with the Russians, you know, and other insane things, that is a psychological weapon system. And CNN and MSNBC and New York Times and Washington Post, they are not news organizations. They are domestic journo-terrorism organizations. And their goal is to psychologically terrorize the American people, to keep everybody in a state of fear from which you can barely escape. You can't think clearly when you're always in a state of hysteria and never-ending panic. And that's what the media is doing. So you have information weapon systems, psychological warfare. You have chemical warfare and electromagnetic warfare. And then you have nutritional warfare. Look at the toxic ingredients that are in the food supply, the aspartame, which is a very toxic chemical sweetener that's used in, of course, many foods and even diet sodas. So people are drinking chemical weapon systems with every meal. Look at sodium nitrite in bacon and processed meat. And that causes cancer. It's like a cancer-causing chemical. That's what it's known for. Look at atrazine in the water supply, gender bender chemicals. Atrazine is a chemical castrator. Turns little boys into little girls. It alters sex hormones. Look at bisphenol A and other hormone disruptors. You are under constant assault from chemical weapons, electromagnetic weapons, psychological information weapons. You know, just when people talk about this violence in New Zealand, say, oh my God, it's so terrible that people were shot. Yeah, of course that's bad. But there are a couple hundred thousand Americans being killed every year just from FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. There are over 60,000 Americans killed every year from addictive opioids that were granted approval by the FDA. There are 24,000 Americans killed every year from non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, over-the-counter painkillers. There are tens of thousands of people killed every year by taking Tylenol after they drink alcohol or vice versa, because Tylenol with alcohol causes permanent liver damage. And yet you hear nothing about these things, nothing. You only hear about, you know, 10 or 15 people or 20 people or 40 people, depending on the shooting, that were killed with a rifle. What about all the people killed with these legalized drugs? What about all the people killed from cancer, from glyphosate, herbicides, pesticides, the toxic food supply? Do those people not count? Because the media almost never tells us about those people. There's never an outcry about those people. There's violence against children. And gun violence against children is not even on the radar compared to all the other aggregate violence that's being carried out against children today. Information violence, you know, all the forms I mentioned here. Vaccine violence, medication violence, nutritional violence, and so on. So keep all this in mind. When you're looking, you're trying to examine reality and you're listening to the news and they're telling you that there's too much violence and you know, too many guns, ask yourself, what's more dangerous? A crazy person with an AR-15 or a doctor with a prescription pad that's being bribed by drug companies to keep writing prescriptions that kill people? Because I guarantee you, doctors kill more people than shooters. There's no question about it. The numbers aren't even close. So pay attention. Get informed. Keep reading naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab tested for heavy metals,
glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.